Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Nate Gonner. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Kevin Kenney of Oxford about some of the bills that he has passed during this recent legislative session. This is part one of a two-part interview. I know this is your second year of part of the political process for the Senate, and wanted to get your thoughts on how year two was gone and what some of the things you have learned about yourself and the political process over the last several months.
I think year two has actually gone pretty well for me. One thing that I've learned here is you have to have patience and be willing to work with people on both sides of the aisle to get things accomplished.
Looking at some of the things that you have accomplished this year, sir, you've had a number of bills that have been accepted by the Senate as a whole. One of the things I believe you ran your campaign on was the human trafficking bill, and something that is a growing and growing concern here in the state of Iowa.
It is. Actually, I've been working on the human trafficking bill for 2 years. Last year, we focused a lot on trying to fund the Attorney General's office and an outreach for training for non-governmental agencies, along with training law enforcement officers, prosecutors, and judges alike in human trafficking. This year, we then came back and wanted to set up a department that would actually go out and be proactively combating human trafficking. We were able to establish an office within the Department of Public Safety to act as a human trafficking task force that will be combating human trafficking. It was passed bipartisanly, and the governor signed that into law here about 2 weeks ago.
As far as the problem with human trafficking here in your district, you know, how bad is it here in the southeast corner of the state?
Well, the first human trafficking case that was ever prosecuted in Iowa was in Washington County in Wellman. It touched into your county, and I know that there have been other cases that I've been involved with that have also touched Washington County, along with Keokuk and Johnson County. So I think that we're just scratching the surface of some of the things that are going on in this illegal activity. You know, when we began working these cases, human trafficking has slowly crept up to being the second largest profit-making illegal activity in the United States behind drug trafficking. It is surpassed now weapons trafficking.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with State Senator Kevin Kenney of Oxford. This is part one of a two-part interview. You can find this program at KCIIRadio.com. I'm Nate Gonner with KCII News.